Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Okay, let's take a look at Reiki and what it actually offers the human body and the human equation. Reiki is the key to unlocking your healing potential. What if there was a simple way to heal your mind, body, and soul? Reiki is a Japanese energy healing technique that can help you reduce stress, improve your mood, and boost your overall well-being. In this podcast episode today, we'll discuss the key points of Reiki and how it can help you achieve your goals. We'll also explore the law of attraction and how it can be used to enhance your Reiki practice. Join us as we learn more about this powerful healing modality and how it can transform our lives. The key points of Reiki. Reiki is a Japanese energy healing technique that can help reduce stress, improve mood, and boost overall well-being. Reiki is based on the belief that we all have a universal life force energy flowing through our bodies. Reiki practitioners use their hands to channel this energy to the recipient, helping to clear blockages and promote healing. Reiki can be used to treat a wide range of conditions, including physical, emotional, and spiritual ailments. Reiki is a safe and gentle healing modality that can be used by people of all ages and backgrounds. How can Reiki help you achieve your goals? Reiki can help you reduce stress and anxiety, which can improve your focus and productivity. Reiki can help you boost your mood and self-confidence and can lead to a greater success in all areas of your life. Reiki can help you heal from past wounds and traumas, which can free you up to pursue your goals with more clarity and purpose. Reiki can help you connect with your intuition and inner wisdom, which can guide you towards your true calling. How to enhance your Reiki practice? Practice the law of attraction. The law of attraction states that we attract what we focus on. When you visualize and focus on your goals, you are sending out a powerful energy signal to the universe. Reiki can help to amplify this energy signal and attract your desires into your reality. To enhance your Reiki practice with the law of attraction, simply set a clear intention for your session and visualize yourself achieving your goals. Conclusion: Reiki is a powerful healing modality that can help you achieve your goals in all areas of your life. By combining Reiki with the law of attraction, you can create a powerful synergy that will help you manifest your dreams into reality. We'll be right back in 10 seconds and expand upon Reiki, self-awareness, self-enrichment, meditation, star seeds, soul search, heart brain coherence, and about a 20 minute sink. We'll be right back in 10 seconds to do so. Thanks for joining us. Okay, welcome back, and let's continue with looking at Reiki overall for healing. And in this part of the show, let's take a peek at revisiting chakras as a whole, but visualizing chakras and how to unite the respective colors unique to each chakra. Chakras are energy centers located throughout the body. For those that may not know in the audience, or whatever your degree of familiarity is or isn't, they are responsible for regulating our physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. Thus is the holistic healing hour, food for the mind, the body, and the soul. When our chakras are balanced, we feel healthy, happy, and fulfilled. However, when our chakras are unbalanced, which we've also talked about many times, we can experience a variety of problems, obviously including physical pain, emotional stress, and actual spiritual blocks for those of us that partake in spirituality. One way to balance chakras is through visualization. I talk about that a real lot, and I listen about it a lot at our weekly coherence meetings. I'm just a guest there at freedomsnap.org, led by Seth Leif Brzezinski. But there and here, I've been talking about it for a really long time. But in any event, by visualizing our chakras, actually focusing on their colors, we can create a powerful flow of energy that can help to heal and energize our bodies. So in this remaining podcast episode today, we'll continue talking about it. I'm here each and every day, 5 years running, and it's such an expansive subject. We'll talk about and learn how to visualize our chakras uniting their colors. We'll also discuss the benefits of this practice and how it can help us to achieve our goals. The key points that I want to try to squeeze into this 30-40 minute show. And again, we'll continue. It's a massive subject. Chakras are energy centers located throughout the body, again, that are responsible for regulating physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. So again, redundancy is good. When our chakras are balanced, we feel healthy, happy, and fulfilled. Visualizing our chakras and their uniting colors together, uniting their colors with our visualization, attempting to do so, can help us to balance our chakras and create a powerful flow of energy throughout the body. The practice can help to heal and energize the bodies, reduce stress, improve mood, and boost our overall well-being. Pardon me. Continuing with the benefits of visualizing chakras and uniting their colors. This has worked for myself, and I know it's worked for many. Balancing and balances of the chakras create a powerful flow of energy again throughout the body, heal and energize the body, reduce stress, improve mood, and boost overall well-being. How do you visualize uniting their colors, your chakras, by doing so, uniting the colors? Well, as we do each and every week, led by Seth on Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But wherever you are and however you do it, find a comfortable place to sit or lie down. Many of you know this. So again, redundancy or whatever your degree of familiarity is or isn't. Close your eyes. For right now, take a few deep breaths. We specified that a little bit, and there is no specificity per se. You know, the norm, I guess, is 4 in, hold it, and blow it out, purse it out. I personally take 7 in or 8 in, hold it for a count of 4, purse it out, and try to repeat that at least 3 to 5 times. I do that several times throughout the day. So again, uniqueness, and we talk a lot about that. Different approaches and different strokes for different folks. So close your eyes, take a few breaths for right now. Let's say 3 arbitrarily, and whatever you can do to your comfort zone, go for it. I'm going to do mine right now. I'm closing my eyes, and I'm going to take my 7. I'll do them 1 round for myself, give everybody time to do whatever their span is on whatever end of the spectrum, and we'll pick it up in 15 seconds. Okay, so normally I would do that a little bit longer. Let's continue. Bring your awareness to your root chakra, which is located at the base of your spine. Visualize a red ball of light spinning at your root chakra. Don't worry about it. You know, do the best you can wherever your degree of familiarity is out there. You can let me know that at the message board. Interact. Let me know by all means. So bring your awareness to your sacral chakra, which is located about 2 inches below your navel. Attempt to visualize an orange ball of light spinning at your sacral chakra. And then continuing, bringing your awareness up to each chakra, as we now are actually going up the body. Lots of times we'll go from the top of the brain down, the head down. You can do both. But right now I'm talking about going up. So let me repeat real quickly. Find a the comfortable spot and lie down. Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. We did that. Bring your awareness to your root chakra, which is located at the base of your spine. Visualize a ball of red light spinning at that chakra. And then bring your awareness to the sacral chakra, 2 inches below the navel. Try to envision an orange ball. Now, ascending, if you will, continue bringing your awareness up to each chakra, visualizing a different colored ball of light spinning at each one. You improvise if you'd like. Once you have visualized all 7 chakras, imagine the balls of light connecting to each other, synergistically, if you will, with a rainbow bridge of light. See the rainbow bridge of light actually pulsing and flowing with energy. Continue visualizing this for as long as you like. Conclusion: visualizing chakras, uniting their colors, is a simple but powerful practice that can help us to balance our chakras, heal our bodies, and achieve our goals. If you're looking for a way to improve your overall well-being, I encourage you to give this practice a try. This is something we talk about at my workouts for geriatrics quite often. So I'm going to take another quick 10-second break. Then when I come back, I'm going to interject another viewpoint for today about Reiki. And we'll close out the show for today. We'll be right back in 10 seconds. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to what will be the final segment of today's episode. And thanks for joining us. And let's slowly segue out here at 10, 12 minutes more in today's episode entitled Reiki and the Law of Attraction. Want to continue, and I will, moving forward, as I have archivally, talking about Reiki and the Law of Attraction and two of the powerful tools that can be used to improve your life in all areas. Within is an understanding, a little bit revisiting the history of Reiki, is a Japanese energy healing technique that can help you reduce stress and improve mood and boost overall well-being, as we've stated archivally and a little bit today. And right now in closing, it's based on the belief that we all have a universal life force energy that actually flows through our body, through the neural fiber highway. Reiki practitioners use their hands to challenge this energy to the recipient, helping to clear blockages and promote healing. Myself, I am a Reiki 2, and I took Reiki 1 introduction with Dr. Dustin Sulak here on a local level in Maine. So the law of attraction is a universal law that states that we attract what we focus on. So when we think about and visualize positive things, we are sending out a powerful energy signal to the universe. This energy signal attracts positive experience and results into our lives. Reiki and the law of attraction can be used together to create a powerful synergy that can help all of us, you, me, and all like-minded intuitives to achieve our goals, your goals, my goals. How to use Reiki with the law of attraction? My humble opinion, here's a couple, three maybe. Set a clear intentions, whatever they are, unique to yourself. So before you begin your Reiki session, those of you that are versed, you know all of this, let me know at the message board. But I'm trying to do the broad-based information as best as I understand it and practice it. Take some time to set clear intentions for what you want to achieve. This could be anything from healing a physical ailment to actually, you know, however it works into your demographics. We've done shows on that. If you're looking for a new job or you're establishing a relationship, be it personal, business, or fraternal, if you will, or maternal, if you will, or whatever. Visualize your goals. Once you have set your intentions, you can spend some time visualizing yourself and achieving your goals. Be as specific and detailed as possible. That's only being true to yourself and allowing the process to do justice. And only you can be true or non-true to yourself. Like any practice, including lifting weights and exercise bands that we do at the Workouts for Geriatrics. Quick footnote, this coincides with that we talk about a lot there. I'm a bit tardy on videos. Stay tuned, they're coming. Benefits of using Reiki with the law of attraction: accelerates your manifestation process while you're trying to do so, whatever your degree of familiarity is with the process. Reiki can help to accelerate your manifestation processes by clearing blockages and actually raising your vibration through the neural fiber highway. This makes it easier for you to attract your desires, pardon me, into your life. It boosts your confidence and self-belief. Reiki can help to boost your confidence and self-belief in all of those aforementioned categories in your life as a whole. As a citizen, as a community member, as a civilian, as at your job place, your relationship, take it as far as you want. It's all encompassing if you allow it to be. But like anything, practice makes perfect. It takes time. Stay consistent. That's the focus. Helps you to stay positive and focused. Reiki can help you to stay positive and focused on your goals. Let's never forget, we're all human beings. Are you going to have an off day, an off moment? Of course. May they be diminished significantly? I'll let you be the judge of that within your own entourage, if indeed you're practicing it, or you have forever and ever, or wherever you fall on that spectrum. So the conclusion to close out here today: Reiki and the law of attraction are two powerful tools that can be used to improve your life pretty much in all areas. So when used together, these two tools can create a powerful synergy that can help you to achieve your goals and live your best life. If you're interested in learning more about Reiki or the law of attraction, and I'll do a whole show on the law of attraction, perhaps tomorrow. There's many resources available online and in libraries. And you can also find Reiki practitioners and coaches who can help you to get started, of course, in your areas, wherever you may hang your hats. So I'm going to say bye-bye for now, and may God bless. Continue to pay it forward. Join us for another edition of the Kennel Talk Holistic Healing Hour each and every day. Have a safe and productive day. Continue to pay it forward. We grow exponentially with your help. Like-minded intuitives, do join us at the freedomsnap.org meeting each and every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we talk about a lot of these subjects and are continuing to do so, looking for the 100th monkey mind. Leave me messages at the board appropriately to whatever portions of the show or shows that may have struck your fancy, perhaps. Peace, everybody.